The BBC hands you over now to the Club Akimbo Bletchley for Britain's first public access cable radio show.
By day, they are humble councillors working in the town hall, Bletchley. By night, they are humble councillors probably asleep somewhere. But in between, they present... Truly, Madly, Bletchley!
And here is your host, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, Mr. Dutton.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Truly Madly Bletchley, the only light manufacturing town in North Buckinghamshire region providing council-based radio fun, not once, not twice, but in triplicate. Yes, my name's Mr. Dutton, I'm council chairman.
My name's Mr. Crowther, I'm housing secretary.
My name's Mrs. Armitage, I'm in charge of parks and open spaces.
My name's Mr. Wellington, I'm in public finance.
And my name's Mr. Batley, and the V-neck sweaters are through there on the left.
And what a show we've got... Pardon?
I'm sorry, Mr. D, I forgot to tell you. You see, as it's the last show in the series, I've decided to supplement my income by turning my part of the programme into a menswear shop.
A menswear shop?
Yes, I thought that in between telling jokes, singing songs, generally making merry... It would be to my advantage if I also sold a few socks, maybe the odd cardigan or two. Keep the wolf from the door.
Mr. Batley, this is a radio show, not Stead and Simpsons. I will not have members of my staff indulging in wanton acts of hosiery.
He's got a point, Mr. D. I mean, the money's not that good, is it? And people have got to wear things, haven't they?
Yes, and the profit margin on vests doesn't bear thinking about.
The profit margin on vests?
My cousin owns a tie shop in Oswestry Street. I mean, he drives a Nissan Cherry and holidays twice a year in Lansing.
We could grab ourselves a piece of that action, Mr. D. If only we played our cards right. Look at this lot, sir. 400 polyester tank tops, 50% markup. I tell you, we're laughing.
Enough! Enough! I, for one, refuse to combine our duties as a vehicle for audible entertainment with the retailing of fashion garments. In fact, I find the whole mercenary business quite repulsive. Did you say 50%?
Excluding VAT.
Right, put the shelves up over there. I want scarves here, dressing gowns there, and the place awash with tartan slippers. In the meantime, Mrs. Armitage, what's on the agenda this week?
On the agenda this week, we'll be playing live clips from the local Darby and Joan Club's production of Emmanuel.
Take the surgical support, Mrs. Arkwright. Treat me like an animal.
We'll be revealing that the popular TV puppet show Thunderbirds was originally planned as an early 1960s northern working class drama.
All right, Dad, I'm off. Got to go and rescue a pit pony stuck down shaft in Weatherby.
Well, good luck, Scott, but listen. I want you back here by 10 o'clock, or you'll get my hand across your backside. And remember, these hands are real.
Ah, shut up, Dad. I'm a grown puppet. Any lord, I'm sick of it around here. We've heard of an international rescue agency run from a 2-up-2 down in Harrogate.
Hello, Dad. Bad news.
Virgil, what is it?
I've just got Lady Penelope up the duff.
We'll be talking to the parents of ruthless dictator Fidel Castro, Graham and Daphne Castro of Epping, and asking, what went wrong?
Well, I don't understand it. Fidel was a lovely lad, Cub Scout. Everyone had a kind word for him. It was only when the careers officer asked him what he wanted to do, he said... establish a left-wing dictatorship in the Caribbean and rule over an impoverished populace by means of a mixture of ideology and terror. We had an inkling that his extra metalwork lessons hadn't paid off.
But first we lift the lid off chaos theory. Mrs. Armitage, tell the listeners what chaos theory is.
Chaos theory states that when a single butterfly flaps its wings in China... it can cause a deadly tidal wave that destroys dozens of villages way over in South America.
Yes, indeed, and we thought it was about time somebody caught this butterfly before it did any more damage. So after months of hunting, we've managed to track him down.
Here he is, Mr. B, in this jar.
Incredible, isn't it? Hard to believe that this winged fool has spread a reign of terror across the Western world for so many years.
What are we going to do with him?
Well, we'll have to kill it.
Without a trial?
Yeah, he's responsible for thousands of deaths, huh?
Yes, you might say he was public insect number one, if you wanted to say something pointless.
Yeah. Yes, well, I agree. All those in favour of an execution, say aye.
Aye!
Aye!
Truly Madly Bletchley, working to protect the human race by killing a butterfly.
Bletchley's Most Wanted.
Hello, Sergeant Runnymede here. Last week there was a vicious mugging in Wolverton Road. Constable Wilmot and myself will reenact the crime for you now in the hope that it might jog some memories. Constable?
Sir.
At 10 o'clock last Friday, Mr. Stephen Savin was proceeding down Wickham Road when someone leapt out from behind an hedge and struck him with a cosh thus.
Ow!
He then tripped him up and started kicking him vigorously in the stomach like this.
Sarge!
He then paused and walked away, leaving Mr. Savin sprawled in the gutter.
Oh, thank God.
But a minute later he was back.
Ruddy Nora.
And delivered 10 sickening blows to the already wretched body lying slumped at his feet.
10?
One. Two. Four. Blow after blow. Until the stricken Mr. Savin could take no more.
No more.
But his attacker was having none of it.
No, I thought not.
He renewed his onslaught with a brutality rarely witnessed before on the streets of Bletchley.
Mercy, sir. Yeah. Mercy.
Oh. His hopes sank even further as he saw glinting in the moonlight a knuckle duster.
Gordon Bennett.
Yeah. Which the mugger proceeded to rain down on the bonce of the pathetic Mr. Savin.
Oh, oh, but luckily, Mr. Savin then struggled up to his feet. And started beating him off with a truncheon he just happened to have strapped to his belt.
Yeah.
Oh,
great!
Yeah. Harder and harder he hit him till the mugger was on his knees saying, I promote you! I promote you!
I promote you!
Yeah, and he also said your wife's having an affair with half the force!
Marjorie?
Yes, the station bike they called her, he said.
I trusted her.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if any of this jogs your memory, do get in touch.
Did Reddit mean nothing to you, Marjorie?
Yes, well, politics now, folks, and what we're going to...
Mr. Batley's succumbing to his South American singer illness again.
Look, he's growing earrings and a moustache.
Oh, Michael.
I'm sorry, everyone. Try as I might, I'm shedding the skin of my suburban identity and becoming...
Enrico Valdez, the Chilean charmer.
Oh, no, he's going to sing. Run for it. Oh. Oh.
I've travelled the world for a taste of your love. To be with you, girl, it's perfection, but somehow I can't get enough. I'll dance on the beach with you in the sunshine. I'll tell everybody, and when you are mine, I'll dance with you all of the time. My lambad lady, oh, 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 you make me crazy, oh, oh.
Well, Mr. C, any ideas on how to get rid of him this week?
Yep. My anti-South American singer device this week, Mr. D, consists of a complicated mechanism that utilises the very latest developments in particle physics.
Good.
Combining the atomism of Niels Bohr with a more simplistic approach of Sir Isaac Newton's classical mechanics.
Marvellous, marvellous. What is it?
This. Stop singing!
Truly Madly Bletchley. Issue of the week, Mr. Batley investigates.
Pollution. Traffic congestion, overcrowding. Robin Turnbull, Junior Transport Minister, how are you tackling the crisis?
I love you.
Pardon?
I love you. I think you're gorgeous.
Yes. Do you think pollution levels have reached critical proportions?
I want to stroke your neck. No, please, this isn't just sexual. I'm getting this real feeling between us.
Mr. Turnbull, can we talk about the traffic?
Oh, sorry.
Are you happy with the new one-way system?
Oh, your hair's driving me wild. You know that, don't you?
Mr. Turnbull!
No, I'm sorry.
Now, The bypass.
No, sod the bypass! Bypass, bypass, bypass! How can I talk about the bypass when you're standing there taunting me with your come-to-bed eyes? Let's go back to my place and fasten rings to our nipples.
No.
What's the matter? Don't you fancy me?
It's not that, Mr. Turnbull. It's just that...
I see. I'm moving too fast for you. What say we do the interview, then set up home together?
Set up home together?
A small flat in town, maybe. Maybe a cottage for weekends.
Mr. Turnbull!
Where shall we honeymoon? I lean towards Ibiza, though Lanzarote can be quite chic in the summer.
Look, I don't want to marry you.
But it's all planned.
It's not all planned. I've only just met you.
It's Mother, isn't it? She's turned you against me.
I don't even know your mother.
It's always the same. I meet someone, then Mother poisons their mind against me. You have to believe me. Ronnie was just a ship that passed in the night.
Look, how about the contraflow system? Is that functioning well?
One moment of weakness after the office party and I've never lived it down.
Oh, shut up.
Well, folks, time, like a big bear, has made off with our honeypot we call a show and lumbered off down the road called having to end the series. He's gone back
room
into
for
his
one
huge...
more inside!
What, Mr. Crowder, what's happening?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir, I forgot to tell you. As it's the last show, in order to supplement my earnings, I've decided to turn my part of the programme into a bus route.
A bus route?
Yeah, the number 36 to Aylesbury. Actually, it used to be my hobby, taking people to Aylesbury by bus, so I thought, hang on, why not try and make my hobby pay? All aboard!
Could you drop me off at the job centre, Mr. C?
Certainly.
Yes, folks, times are certainly hard here in Bletchley, but as we climb aboard the number 36 to Aylesbury and say farewell, we're not ones to despair, are we, Mr. Batley?
Fickle me in cleaning fluid and display me in the Tate if you're wrong, Mr. D. You see, whenever I get a bit despondent, all I have to do is remember the motto of my South American alter ego, Enrico Valdez. Things will be good again. You see, when...
Business is rough, things are tough, it's hard to keep your head. Nobody's spending, this slump's never ending, and property is dead.
That's what they say.
We've been here before, but this time it's more, and who can say where it will end? All my plans to be great, we'll just have to wait till things are good again.
All together when
things are good again, I'll sing to you again, my favorite song. I'll greet you in the street, throw flowers at your feet,
when we're back where we belong.
That's it.
And tragic times like this, the magic of a kiss seems extra special, my friend.
I promise you, my dear, I will still be here when things are good again.
You have been listening to Truly Madly Bletchley, a radio entertainment presented by members of Bletchley District Council. The show was written by Julian Dutton and starred Liz Fraser, David Batley, Toby Longworth, Simon Godley and Julian Dutton, with special guest star Enrico Valdez and his orchestra. The producer was Dirk Maggs.